Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, January 15th, 2021. Berlin's second vaccination center opened yesterday at the Erika Hess Stadium in Wedding. During the opening ceremony, Mario Zaya, president of the Berlin chapter of the German Red Cross, announced that a third will open at the beginning of next week at the Messegelände. When the remaining centers at Tegel's Terminal C and the Velodrome in Pankow will open is not yet certain. The BioNTech-Pfizer vaccine was used at the Wedding Center yesterday, and the new Moderna vaccine is reportedly to be used today. On Wednesday, there had been disagreements about the Moderna vaccine because of potential problems regarding correct cooling during transport. The Federal Ministry of Health finally gave the all clear for the 2,400 vaccine doses planned for Berlin to be administered. The Moderna vaccine is the second approved in Germany after BioNTech-Pfizer. At 95%, its efficacy is as high as that of its competitors. While only 120 people were to be vaccinated on day one, as shipments do increase, the center in Wedding has a maximum capacity of providing 1,100 vaccinations per day. Of more than 28,000 bicycle thefts in Berlin last year, only just under 4% were solved. Late last year, however, the police achieved a rare success and caught a suspected serial bicycle thief in Friedrichshain. Because they'd been gathering evidence for quite some time, when the plainclothes officers apprehended the man, they knew they had one of the, quote, bigger fish in custody. In this case, there were also witnesses to a basement break-in in early December at an apartment building on Boxhagenerstrasse in Friedrichshain. The perpetrator escaped, but he could be well described. The tenants also researched on the internet and found their stolen bikes via a classified advertisement. In mid-December, the perpetrator broke into the same house again, unlocking the house and the basement with his own key. The tenants did witness this, detained the man, and called the police, but he managed to break away before officers arrived. During his escape, the man did leave a bicycle behind, which was found to be from another basement burglary. Investigators then found a locked side room in the basement, a bunker for stolen goods being used by the suspect in the same building he had stolen from. The police went on to set up dummy purchases from classified ads thought to be from the thief, and during the investigation, the thief was observed visiting several different building basements. The man had established a whole system of bunkers in Friedrichshain for his stolen goods, even converting one into a workshop where he dismantled bicycles for parts. When police did have enough information, he was finally arrested. According to the Berliner Morgenpost, numerous house keys to apartment buildings in Friedrichshain were found during the investigation. Master keys are often stolen from cleaning companies and janitors' rooms, and not only bicycle and cellar burglaries are committed with them, but also mass thefts from mailboxes. These keys are also known to be exchanged and traded between criminals. From Section 51 alone, where the bike thief was caught, police recorded more than 3,000 stolen bikes in 2019 and 2020. Education Senator Sandra Schiertes told RBB on Wednesday that soon there will be regular rapid tests for Berlin schools, stating that the Education Administration wants to introduce rapid tests for school personnel and students as soon as possible. She added, quote, several providers have already been considered and a concept is being drawn up. Schiertes came under criticism last week after the Education Administration announced that it would gradually open Berlin's schools even during the lockdown, which is set to last until the end of January. Initially, only graduating classes and then the elementary schools as well. The GEW Education Union, parent representatives and schools had protested against this, therefore the Senate subsequently withdrew the plans. A spokesman for the Education Administration said a date for when the nationwide rapid test will start cannot yet be given, however, and it's also not yet clear how often the tests will be offered. The CDU wants at least 2 rapid tests per week for all students, teachers, and other school employees at a cost of around 20 million euros per month. The party is also demanding that Sheridas be fired in light of the recent back and forth over school openings and other problems. CDU education policy spokesman Dirk Stettner stated that Sheridas has proven completely inept and failed during the corona crisis, adding, quote, "Contrary to all assurances, our schools are still not well prepared for the pandemic," unquote. He believes that mishaps with the LernRealm digital learning platform, which many Berlin students use for homeschooling, is a sad example of this. Starting in May, Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, will be cleaning 48 new outdoor areas, making them responsible for a total of 79 forests, parks, and green spaces, and receiving 14 million euros from the state budget to hire the necessary staff. Daniel Buchholz, urban development expert for the SPD, stated, quote, "Attractive green spaces offer recreation in the middle of the city and are particularly important not only in times of pandemic. I am very pleased that the successful project of green space cleaning by the BSR will be massively expanded again this year," unquote. The goal is to clean heavily frequented public green spaces and recreational areas regularly, which is not always the case in some districts, as the money for park cleaning is often misappropriated. According to Buchholz, who was instrumental in launching the cleaning initiative 5 years ago, all Berlin parks are to be cleaned by BSR in the long term. Surveys among park users have shown that satisfaction with the cleanliness of the green spaces has improved greatly since BSR took over. And lastly, thank you to Paolo for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.